So I've been thinking about some business models for the podcast,
All right.
and it is actually going to be possible for us to get some government funding. The only problem is we have to get an intern to do it. So if we provide somebody with an internship, get them to work for free, then the government will give us money to subsidize any needs that might be associated with that. So here's my proposal, at least to you, Chris. Do you want to be my intern?
Sure.
Okay. Your duties would include, of course, obviously doing the show. You would handle any administrative tasks that I delegate to you. Lots of charity drives we're doing right now. So yeah, how's that sound to you?
That sounds great. I mean, there was probably a few things you should know before you hire me.
Okay, what are those?
I don't know how seriously you've contemplated this. I'm sure that there was a pretty rigorous vetting process when upon offering me this position, but I don't wake up before 10.
All right, that's cool. Neither do I. Don't worry.
I need a massage.
Are we talking? I could do this massage, or is this like something that you need a trained professional for?
I never really thought about you doing it.
No, like Buster Bluth, come up behind you and
Did you
rub your
want to?
shoulders. I mean, I could give it a shot. I mean, I'm always trying to discover my new talents. I'm just trying to get out of paying a professional masseuse, I guess. Here's my thing, because I don't want to blow all of my government subsidy on hiring Dr. Masseuse for you here. So,
Okay. So what, why do we need money? Why do you need money for this? I mean, is this just a way for you to get paid
it's
or?
a way, it's gonna be honest with you, there's some expenses that I didn't foresee coming down the line. I didn't expect the lawyer's fees to be that high, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. 'Cause I went to file a patent for the body mobile, the mannequin mobile, that we discussed in episode one. And that is a long and winding road to get that in. Also, beer. I would like beer for this. Basically, I just want to get paid. I gotta get that money.
Your
My
uniform?
uniform, yeah. Black t-shirt, jeans, and those boots. Plain and simple.
Can I posit another an alternative?
Oh, okay.
Black jumpsuit.
I think that's ultimately the direction we're going. So,
Black utility jumpsuit with cargo pockets.
With cargo pockets, I'm thinking short sleeve too. A short sleeve
Yeah,
jumpsuit.
definitely. Here's one on Amazon. It has 103 individual pockets, and it comes with a silver belt.
Oh my gosh. This is future wear. What was the search term so I can look this thing up?
Didn't happen.
Okay, all right. I'll edit that out. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
I love making stuff
Oh,
up.
it's so fun, isn't it? What's your goal when you make things up in front of people? Because when I do it, it's also I can get them to repeat it later and feel like jackasses.
You can only cry scorpion so long,
That's so metal.
but and then it gets to the point where people are so on to you that you just have to start making stuff up that nobody in their right mind would ever make up. Not even talking about horrific things like I have AIDS. Just stupid
Yeah,
stuff.
I mean, I always use this example when I'm on this subject, but bees don't feel pain. They don't have the nerves.
Are you
No,
serious?
I'm not. See, you're too credulous.
They do feel pain.
Do they? How do you
Yeah.
know?
Because there was an experiment. Biologists conducted an experiment in which bees were exposed to an electrical stimuli, i.e., shocked. I'm glad that was in parentheses. And their stinging response was noted. Then different bees were giving various injections, including morphine and something else that should have been. How big is a little patch of morphine for a bee?
Injection. I
And then they were shocked more. They
just
concluded that bees have a pain-killing system, which can be enhanced with morphine or blocked.
really? How fun would it be to be a scientist?
It
It
would
would be
be
so
awesome.
fun, because all you have to do is like think of this and say, I'm gonna do that, And then if anybody asks you why, you just say it's for science. You wouldn't understand.
Can you imagine walking into that room? Just like you're walking down a hallway, you know, and you're like, oh, where's the bathroom at? And you pop open a door to an all-white room with a guy sitting at like a stainless steel table, and he's got little alligator clips in each hand trying to juice up a bee. While there's like that, the nurse from the front of that Blink 182 album squirting morphine in the air,
just misting it lightly with morphine.
Exactly.
God, I just the stuff that I would do.
It says it produces a dose dependent inhibition of the honeybee response to the electrical stimulus. In parentheses, shock. That's not really there. I put it in case.
Oh yeah, that's so vague. I would do the most banal research. How much water can a person drink? I think that there'd be very rigorous testing, but it would serve no purpose. And kind of like the internship thing, I would get a government grant. I'd just get it published and live the high life. Because it doesn't matter. Do you know how many scientists there are in America right now? I mean, just take a guess.
What?
There are like four scientists in America right now.
Seriously.
But that's it. There are only four scientists. I would name them all, but they have strange names because they're from other countries. We don't like make scientists anymore. You know, and so says the liberal arts major. But the thing is, like, if you were able to get into that racket, do you know how respected you would be, and how the free reign that you would have over your laboratory, right? Because there are four scientists, and any research you do, it's like, oh, good for them.
It does say that drinking too much water can kill you.
It can. It's water poisoning.
Yeah, hyperhydration.
Because it fucks with your electrolyte balance. Back in the winter of 2006, there was actually somebody who died that way. It was a very kind of high profile thing.
Yeah.
There was a radio contest called Hold Your Wee for a Wee. And the premise of this radio contest was for people to go see how long they could go.
Drink as much water without peeing.
Yeah, pretty much. It's exactly what it says on the tin. And there was somebody who died because of that.
It does say here that the most deaths from hyperhydration are caused by the contests.
Radio contest specifically?
No, not radio contest, but water drinking contest.
Are you kidding me?
Apparently, this is a risk you assume.
That doesn't make sense. You're making that up, right?
No, that's for real.
I just what culture is that?
Hmm?
What culture is that? Who does that?
I don't know. Freaking Diet hot dogs. People pretty much make a contest out of anything.
A contest of how to kill themselves.
You can have a staring contest. You can have a contest for anything.
I haven't had one of those in a while. Do you think you'd be good at that?
No, I'm terrible.
I don't have the patience.
I have to blink.
Do you have especially dry eyes?
Probably. I think
Ben Stein can help you with that.
What is an Uncle Tom?
I'm not going to put that in.
It's a real question. I didn't just say it so that I could say that word.
Oh,
I don't understand what it means.
You don't understand what that means?
I don't know what it means. I mean, I could look it up and we wouldn't have to talk about it if you want.
I'd be more comfortable with that.
Why?
And Uncle Tom is, goes back to the book Uncle Tom's Cabin, wherein there was a black character who was perceived as, or depicted rather, as being very friendly to white people. So it's a non-threatening black person who doesn't put up much resistance when it comes time for, you know, the white person to assert some kind of social or economic or actual dominance over them. This makes me so uncomfortable.
I don't understand why.
I'm liberal guilt, man.
I don't get it.
No?
No, and the reason that I ask you what it was, knowing full well what it was, is so that I could say, do you think that the African-Americans this election year are going to go all Uncle Tom?
If that was the lead up? That was the walk you took me on. That's tough, man. You're putting me in a tough position.
Why?
Because I got away with the 9/11 fetish thing. Nobody.
None of the seven people that listened to it were offended. Gorgeous.
devil tonight. It is the devil tonight.
Did you see the bumper sticker? It says, if you're going to ride my ass, you could at least pull my hair.
I hate bumper stickers, Chris.
Why? Because I said a cool one, and you're like, oh, I hate those.
No, that's a good one. I like that one. But just in general, I think that bumper stickers, it's like the bathroom wall. Because you're driving around, and nobody knows who the fuck you are. But by virtue of proximity, you are placing out huge elements of your own personal agenda or yourself for them to look at and say, oh, neat, or just in this arrogant way to think, oh, I'm going to make them think about it. You know, Infowars.com, you know, chemtrails are going to get us all. President Obama is a part of the Illuminati. He's a lizard man.
He's a lizard man.
Yeah, no, you haven't heard that? The lizard people?
No.
Lizard people, stealth Jews. The Earth is hollow, and we are living on the inside of it. Chemtrails, which is
are lizard people and stealth Jews synonymous?
Yes.
Okay.
Because lizard most Jews are lizard people, but not all lizard people are Jews. Basically, it's the idea that the ruling class, the people who pull the strings, you know, your Bernankes and your W. Bushes and your Obamas and your Pelosis, they are not human. And in fact, they are of an inferior yet also all-powerful race that is manipulating the currency.
You're serious now?
I'm serious. It's something I spend a great deal of time reading about, actually.
Lizard people.
They're lizard people, but they are disguised as humans. And they want your money, and they want to control your instinct to breed. They also release chemicals into the water to turn people homosexual because they want to control the human population.
The Protocols of the Elders of Zion.
Okay.
Russian forgery, purporting to be a plan by the Jewish people to achieve world domination.
Gosh.
This is some Rick Sanchez shit.
It's so funny because it's amazing. The reason that I'm so interested in it, do you know what cognitive dissonance is?
Is that what you got on the Oregon Trail?
Yeah, after you fjorded the river unsuccessfully.
Do you want to drink the river water? Yeah. Do you want to have a contest at how much river water you can drink? Well, yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Shit, we only have 1,000 miles to go, but we could kill some time here if you want.
But no, cognitive dissonance is the negative feeling, the anxiety that you get when you simultaneously try to hold two contrary beliefs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that black people are both incompetent and lazy, yet they are also attempting to rule the world and will outnumber us and, you know, become our betters. So those are two paradoxical thoughts, that they are inept yet also secretly running the scenes. And the anxiety and bullshittedness that you get when you try and hold those two thoughts in the same container together, that, my friend, is cognitive dissonance. And that is why most conspiracy theories are amazingly entertaining.
That's counterintuitive to most conservative ideologies. She's a devil tonight, oh, she's a devil tonight. I found an awesome list of things that you shouldn't say to a police officer.
Ooh, share some, not all.
Sure, I'm naked, but I'm buckled up.
Okay.
Anything at all if you're black.
If it's a lady cop, girl, all the stuff I'm going to do to you, I learned at SeaWorld.
I don't know. There's a lot of them here. Most of them revolve around donuts and bacon.
Oh, so it's like in general.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. People are voting for these.
Okay.
The number one being, geez, your eyes look glazed. Have you been eating donuts?
That is painfully unfunny.
It's not good.
That's awful.
I'm kind of leaning towards what the number one should be is, that's not a lot of pot. You should see what I got in the trunk. I have no idea. Are there different sounds?
There are lots of sounds. Literally millions.
Like when you hear a rape whistle and you get there and the guy hasn't raped somebody yet, but you arrive too early.
I think it's the urgency of the trill.
You're just angry. You're like, that's a rape whistle. You're not being raped yet.
that's more of a I'm being menaced whistle. This so isn't my humor. But did you?
What?
No, did
I
you,
don't know. I just
no. I was gonna do a bit. I was gonna do a line. Okay.
What? Well, what's the line?
Did you know that rape in Pig Latin is apere?
Why is that not your humor?
I don't know. I just like rape humor. I don't generally do.
Well, you could do it with another word. do milkshake.
Okay. So, did you see in the newspaper there was this woman who was milkshaked like 5 times?
Oh my god!
Yeah, they like kidnapped her. It was awful. Strawberry and chocolate and vanilla. It was just there was just whipped cream everywhere. It was terrible.
Oh, it was awful.
It was extra. It was an extra thick milkshake.
Oh.
Yeah, people have to people like
now that isn't your humor.
I think we need to, you know, we need to better educate our youth and say milkshake is not okay. I mean, no milkshake means no milkshake. I don't care if it brings all the boys to the yard, okay?
No, that's not even where I was going with okay. That. Your daughter comes home from school and she's like, "Can I go out tonight, Dad?" "Well, what are you going to do?" "Johnny said he's going to take me out for a milkshake."
oh gosh, are we starting something?
What?
Are we starting something?
I guess so.
Let's put that out there. Anybody who's listening, make that substitution.
You know what that turquoise bracelet means? That means she likes to pretend to be milkshake. God.
I think we squeezed the rape stone for all it's worth.
How many children did they go through on that show?
Oh. It was like Lassie. There were 15 Lassies.
Really? How many flippers were there?
There were 4 flippers.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they kept on dying because they like realized you had to train these animals to do the stunts that you're asking them to do.
I thought it was because craft service made tuna salad a lot.
Waka waka.
Should you really have to say dolphin free?
I want to get the tuna that doesn't say dolphin free on it, just to feel like I'm walking on the wild side, you know, like Lou Reed.
How many years old is the word umbrella?
85.
No, it's 410 years old.
Huh.
And today's its birthday.
Come on down.
Oh, God. That's a terrible morning show for English teachers. Famous entomological birthdays.
Do you know that they're making new words all the time?
Of course. I want one of mine to be there.
Of any of the words that you've coined, what would you want to what would you want to be in the parlance?
I have a hard time remembering words that I coined.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's why words that I make up would never become vernacular. Uh-huh. And that's because they're really just one-offs.
Well, what about vernacular?
That is already a word.
What?
Yeah.
You're shitting me.
Dude, the word umbrella is really interesting.
How so? What's the difference between an umbrella and a parasol?
They're the same thing. But that's what they used to call a parasol.
I thought that a parasol was just a small one that ladies carried around to keep the sun from hitting them.
Yeah, but it says first attested in somebody's letters, originally spelled umbrella, O-M-B-R-E-L-L-O.
Umbrella?
So something that was altered by the influence of umbra. Or umbella.
Oh, was it the Latin parasol root for shadow?
Then umbra, shade or shadow.
I took umbrage at his etymological pedantry.
Oh, are you looking at the same thing?
No, I just know that.
You're shitting.
No, umbrage. He took umbrage.
What is the matter with your brain?
I don't know. I pick stuff up and I can't drop it.
Oh my god!
Took umbrage at it.
Dude, it's bad enough you can speak Latin to pigs, but if you can speak Latin to another person...
No, just...
That's some shit, man.
I think that I was a spelling bee champion in a past life.
How do they tell you if your TV show is canceled?
I think they changed the locks on the studio.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I mean, nobody tells you. I think that there's a warm up period where like they just kind of stop airing the shows. They let you still film them, and then they eventually they send somebody down to haunt the studio, quote unquote, until you ask to quit. And then when you say, we need to quit, we have ghosts like everywhere, they say, actually, no, you've been off the air for 6 months. Ta-ta, suckers. And then they peel out on a motorcycle.
I did some of my best work after I was canceled.
There was no film in the camera.
Nope.
Yeah.
No one will ever know. You should have been there. It was magic.
It was magical. It was the best. It was the best MTV that was ever produced.
You do a good job. You pick it, hand job or lollipop.
I'll both.
Oh,
okay. Man, I just want to be appreciated.
Yep. I appreciate you. Trust me, Cole, all your efforts haven't gone unnoticed. Things grandparents write in birthday cards.
Oh, there's a reason they write those things in there, Chris. They feel good.
Mm-hmm. People lie so bad in cards, it's crazy.
Attaboy there, champ.
It's just insane. Seriously.
Would you say that I sit
in front of cards and it's just like, it's like giving a eulogy, dude. It's like, come on now. I'm sure you've heard a eulogy where it's like, oh, he was such a great person and gave so much back to the community.
What's wrong? And I've thought about this because in my job, I'm often put in the situation where I have to, you know, write get well cards, you know, for somebody, or, you know, not write them, but sign them, you know, or birthday cards for people around the office.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually thought this to myself a little while ago. What's wrong with just signing your name and putting a date there to indicate that you signed it on that date?
I don't know. The entire thing is just ridiculous.
Would you say that the greeting card is the largest vector for lies?
I would say that you need to budget at least an extra $6 for all the shit that goes along with whatever you buy as a present. With wrapping paper, gift bag, tissue paper.
Why do we do that? Why is that like a societal thing where we have to wrap it up in shiny paper?
I don't know.
It's so wasteful.
It's got to be covered up. It's like
we live. But what's wrong with what's wrong with a plastic bag?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, you know, it's associated with people who are cheap and, you know, trashy, but just like the amount of time that people spend on that.
Wrapping stuff with the funny paper.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I surely don't get it. But then again, if I had my way with societal customs, waving hello would now be a punch in the throat.
Yeah, and we would wear, you know, short sleeved black utility jumpsuits.
Of course, all the time. We with silver belts.
So. Can move so fast in those.
And we would spend most of our time documenting the effects of both prescription and recreational drugs on bees.
On bees. On a jumpsuit, do you prefer a high crotch or a low crotch?
I prefer a low crotch and a high waist.
Low crotch, high waist.
Yeah.
Large, like, range of movement, yet still snug enough to be revealing.
No, not a chance.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
Although I do want to tell you, when I asked if side table was code for something, remember my midget assistant idea?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a side table.
Does he have to have a flat head?
Of course.
Okay.
They could do that.
Make their heads flat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're hardly human.
Well, that's why they're midgets.
Yeah. They're shapeshifters. They're changelings.
Their parents put a board and weight on top of their head, made their head flat, and they never grew.
Mario stomped on them.
The parents of dwarfs did it right, and midgets did it wrong. If you do it right, they're proportional.
If you're listening to this podcast and you're offended by us making fun of short people, you're probably short yourself.
Little.
So all that I have to say to you is get taller. Just get big. Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. Why are you so small? Stop it. Stop being small.
Maybe you should try harder.
God helps those who help themselves.
I know. I try hard when I grow.
I think about growing all the time. Did you know that every 7 years, you are physically an entirely different person?
Is that when all of your cells recycle?
Yeah. Just like it's a 7-year process. So, you know, obviously your skin first, but you basically shit out your old self.
And bubblegum.
As it's rebuilt.
You know, that's counterintuitive to most Republican or conservative ideology.
Can you do another take on that?
That is counterintuitive to most conservative ideology.
Could you do it without the pause?
What?
Well, you paused in the middle there. That is counterintuitive to most conservative. No. I want to get more to edit from Chris.
That's counterintuitive to most conservative ideology.
Okay. Now I'm gonna give you a lead in. Okay.
Uh huh.
And that is why most conspiracy theories are just amazingly entertaining.
That's counterintuitive to most conservative ideology.
And that is why conspiracy theories are amazingly entertaining.
That's counterintuitive to conservative ideology.
Okay, can you put the most in next? And that is why conspiracy theories are amazingly entertaining.
That's counterintuitive to most conservative ideology.
There we go. That's the money shot.
Only 8 times.